Medea was the infamous princess of the kingdom of Colchis. She was daughter to King Aeetes, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help find the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set that hampered capture of the fleece. But Medea lusted after Jason and hurried to undo her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleeces and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered corpse into the sea. Aeetes pursued Medea and Jason, gathering up his son's remains. After the Argo returned to Iolcus, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle, Peleus, was now in office, blocking Jason's right to the throne of Iolcus. Medea promised the daughters of Peleus that her sorcery would restore his youthfulness. They should have looked as Medea cooked up her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful at his futile exclusion and so wooed a new bride. A tearful Medea feared she was no longer a peer in Jason's plans. Jason did not care that Medea would not be spared punishment. Cruel Medea was sure to find a cure and lure Jason into her plot. Medea savoured her base plans as her children played safely. Coiled with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poisoned crown above Glauc's head made her shout aloud. The sight of Jason's wife as she cried out in her plight was terrifying. Goaded by Jason's loathing, Medea strove to oppose his betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason had sired her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, Medea cowered at the sour turn of fate. There was no fairer pair of boys than her sons for whom she cared. Her heart beat slower as Medea lowered the dagger. How homeless Medea hated the betrayal by her husband, Jason. Her thoughtless thirst for revenge threatened her children's lives. Sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting but exhausting. Love and lust are the linchpins of legendary tales. Rarely do mothers wreak such bloody revenge upon their former lovers. This bitter battle was not fitting or fought fairly. It is not what you think. It's not the first time you waste yourself. I've seen it often, the way you will let your tongue run away with you when a low profile, meek words, acceptance of the status quo would have been the way to keep your home. Your words don't worry me, Medea. Sticks and stones, they're straw and chaff the worst of your curses. Call me every vile thing that creeps, I don't care, but Creon is the king. You rant at him, are you crazy? Count yourself lucky exiles all the punishment so far proposed. You make it hard for me. I've always done my best to calm him down, persuade him you should stay. I could have crept back to you in secret, would have, but you can't keep it zipped. You will talk treason, court your own banishment. My name's Cunioch Smith, Cunioch MacAgoin in Gaelic. I'm 25 years of age and I live in the village of Gres in the Isle of Lewis, a village in the area of Bach. It's on the east side of the island, but on the west side of Broad Bay of the Loch Atua. My entire family are from Lewis, from Ness in the north of Lewis, and from Tongue as well, which is south of where I grew up in Gres. I have lived though on the mainland for a few years. It's only a few weeks ago that I've come back from there. I was in Glasgow at university where I did Celtic and Gaelic, a degree there, and I've also worked for a year in Skye, and for two or three years I was working in Inverness at Radio na n-Éil's Gaelic News Division. But I'm now back in Lewis working as a researcher at Radio na n-Éil, and that's the Gaelic radio station. That's that, I suppose.